Welcome to the Triangle Bulletin Board on the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Liz Elliott, and for your regular host, Dave Smith, and the content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the next half hour on the Triangle Bulletin Board, I'm going to be reading to you about the events and happenings for the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources around the Triangle and a little bit outside the Triangle. All kinds of good stuff going on, and we're going to begin with a look at what Arts Access has going on. Arts Access is North Carolina's only nonprofit organization dedicated solely to making the arts accessible to children and adults with disabilities. And currently, Arts Access North Carolina employs a roster of over 15 contract audio describers who describe live theater, visual arts, and dance performances for patrons who are blind or have low vision. And the following is a list of events currently available for audio description. They will be audio describing the movie Grease Friday, July 7th at the North Carolina Museum of Art, and you can experience the friendships, romances, and adventures of a group of high school kids from the 1950s. Welcome to the singing and dancing world of Grease, the most successful movie musical of all time. It's about wholesome exchange student Sandy, played by Olivia Newton-John, and leather-clad Danny, played by John Travolta. And they have a summer romance, but will it cross click lines? That film is shown at 8:30 p.m. at the North Carolina Museum of Art. Also at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Friday, July 14th at 8:30 p.m., Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Bitten by a radioactive spider on the subway, Brooklyn teenager Miles Morales suddenly develops mysterious powers that transform him into the one and only Spider-Man. When he meets Peter Parker, he soon realizes that there are many others who share his special high-flying talents. And again, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, 8:30 p.m. at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Friday, July 14th. Moving on to the North Carolina Theater performance of Mary Poppins, that will also be described by Arts Access audio describers on Saturday, July 29th. Mary Poppins, the Broadway musical with North Carolina Theater, features everyone's favorite nanny. They take the stage in this supercalifragilisticexpialidocious musical adventure. One of the most popular Disney movies of all time comes to life in this practically perfect musical, and it's an enchanting mixture of irresistible story, unforgettable songs, breathtaking dance numbers, and astonishing stagecraft. Again, Mary Poppins, the Broadway musical with North Carolina Theater, begins at 2 p.m. on Saturday, July 29th at Memorial Auditorium. Taking a look ahead to October, Arts Access will also have an audio-described performance of Sunset Boulevard Saturday, October 24th at 2 p.m. at the North Carolina Theater. Also, Johnny Mathis will be audio-described that Saturday, August 5th at 7:30 p.m. at the Durham Performing Arts Center. Moving over to Greensboro, if you've never seen Steve Martin and Martin Short's traveling show, you won't believe what they look like today. It's making a stop in Greensboro this fall. The comedy legends will be performing their new show at the Steven Tanger Center for the Performing Arts. And their show mocks Hollywood and the fickle nature of celebrity. That's set for October 13th at the Steven Tanger Center for the Performing Arts in Greensboro. Coming back this way to the Triangle, we're going to take a look at the Broadway shows during the Truest Broadway series for 23-24 at the Durham Performing Arts Center. And I've got a look at everything that's coming up for the next year. So we'll take a look at that now. MJ the Musical, October 10th through the 22nd this fall. Also, November 7th through the 12th, Funny Girl. Moving into next year, January 2nd through the 7th, we've got Girl from the North Country. February 27th through March 3rd, next spring, is Peter Pan. March 19th through the 24th, Doubtfire. May 15th through June 9th, next year, is Disney's The Lion King. And next July through August 4th, 2024, Mamma Mia. And that is a look at the whole upcoming 23-24 Truest Broadway series at the Durham Performing Arts Center. Also coming up at the Durham Performing Arts Center, lots of other great shows. It is one of my favorite venues. So if you can get there to enjoy a show, you really should try. Six the Musical is going on, and that's going to run through July 2nd. From Tudor queens to pop icons, the Six Wives of Henry VIII take the microphone to remix 500 years of historical heartbreak into a euphoric celebration of 21st century girl power. The New York Times says Six totally rules. And again, Six the Musical is running through July 2nd at the Durham Performing Arts Center. On Saturday, July 15th, the 85 South Show Live, with over 2 million subscribers on YouTube, over half a billion independent views, and 150,000-plus live show tickets sold, the 85 South Tour has completely changed the comedy industry. DJ Young Fly, Carlos Miller, and Chico Bean first teamed up to begin recording a podcast that showcased their improv, freestyling, and roasting skills. Now it's evolved to the 85 South Show Live, and that's Saturday, July 15th at 7 at the Durham Performing Arts Center. Saturday, July 22nd, Russell Peters Act Your Age Tour. Peters was recently named one of Rolling Stone's 50 best comics of all time. He started doing stand-up at the age of 19 at open mics in his native Toronto and spent the next 15 years honing his craft at clubs across Canada and the UK. And you can see his act Saturday, July 22nd at Durham Performing Arts Center. Saturday, July 29th, the Ladies R&B Kickback Concert. This show features Jagged Edge from the Casey Brothers, Lloyd, an R&B artist with a career spanning two decades, Bobby V, an American R&B singer and first member of the R&B group Mista, Case, an American singer, songwriter, record producer, and actor, Shy, an American vocal R&B soul quartet formed at Howard University, and Jay Holiday, an American singer, songwriter, and rapper. He came into prominence in 2007 with his breakthrough hit, Bed. And all of those performers can be seen at the Ladies R&B Kickback Concert, Saturday, July 29th at the Durham Performing Arts Center. On Friday, August 4th, the Rocket Man Show. It's a tribute to Elton John. Scotsman Russ Anderson is Elton John's official body double for his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour videos and photos. He was handpicked by Elton John and David Furnish, and it was Russ's own live tribute production, The Rocket Man Show, that got him noticed. In the show, Russ recreates the magic and live persona of a young Elton like no other. And as we mentioned earlier, on Saturday, August 5th, Johnny Mathis will be at the Durham Performing Arts Center, best known for his supremely popular hits like Chances Are, It's Not For Me to Say, and Misty. Johnny Mathis has recorded more than 80 albums, and that includes six Christmas albums. He sold millions of records worldwide. And during his extensive career, he's had three songs inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. He's achieved 50 hits on Billboard's Adult Contemporary charts, and he ranks as the all-time number six album artist in the history of Billboard pop album charts. So Johnny Mathis's show begins at 7:30 p.m. Saturday, August 5th at the Durham Performing Arts Center. On Wednesday, August 9th, an evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band. And that concert will feature an arrangement of Lovett standards, as well as songs from his critically acclaimed album, 12th of June. The album continues to highlight Lovett's ability to fuse elements of jazz, country, western swing, folk, gospel, and blues into this convention-defying manner that breaks down barriers. It's a fantastic show. If you've never enjoyed a performance of Lyle Lovett, you can do that on Wednesday, August 9th at the Durham Performing Arts Center. And even if you have, I always think Lyle Lovett is worth seeing again. One of our favorite artists in my home. Moving on to August 14th at the Durham Performing Arts Center, Glenn Hansard and Marketa Erglova of The Swell Season. And this show features last year's sold-out shows in celebration of the 15th anniversary of the film Once. The duo behind the Academy Award-winning song Falling Slowly is going to perform a career-spanning set of songs from The Swell Season, Once, and their individual careers. And Thursday and Friday, August 17th and 18th, Leanne Morgan's Just Getting Started tour. After discovering her passion for stand-up comedy later in life and finding the time and the confidence to pursue her dream, Leanne has cemented herself as a must-watch comedian. Morgan's comedy has landed her at the prestigious Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal and has brought her development deals for her own sitcom with ABC and Warner Brothers. And Leanne Morgan's shows begin at 7 p.m. at the Durham Performing Arts Center Thursday and Friday, August 17th and 18th. And just to look ahead at some of the other things that are coming to the Durham Performing Arts Center. Saturday, August 19th, Arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA. Wednesday through Sunday, August 23rd through September 17th, Wicked. Tuesday, September 19th, Squeeze and the Psychedelic Furs. Wednesday, September 20th, Ben Folds, What Matters Most Tour. Thursday, September 21st, Nick Cave's Live in North America solo tour. Another comedian, Friday and Saturday, September 22nd and 23rd, Joe Coy at the Durham Performing Arts Center. Thursday, September 28th, Chicago's 21 Top 10 Hits Live Tour. Friday, September 9th, Patti LaBelle will also be in concert. So lots of big stuff happening at the Durham Performing Arts Center. Moving on to Raleigh Little Theater, I've got a look at their 23-24 season. Starting July 21st through the 30th, Puffs, musical from Teens on the Stage, Teens Backstage Production. August 11th through the 27th, Curtains, a musical at Raleigh Little Theater. September 16th through the 24th, Last Stop on Market Street, that's a family musical. Just in time for the Halloween season, Misery, a thriller, that's going October 20th through November 5th. And December 1st through the 17th, Cinderella, a holiday musical, a big favorite at Raleigh Little Theater. February 2nd through the 11th of next year, 2024, Nate the Great, a family musical. March 15th through 31st, Trouble in Mind, a dramatic comedy. May 4th through the 12th, Looking for Roberto Clemente, a family rock musical. And next June 7th through 23rd, Kinky Boots, a musical. So that is a look at the 2023-2024 season at Raleigh Little Theater. Moving on to one of my very favorite venues, the Carolina Theater at 309 West Morgan Street in Durham. All these shows start at 8 p.m. unless otherwise noted. Let's see. Wednesday, July 5th, Jinx Monsoon with Everything at Stake. Friday, July 7th, Old Gods of Appalachia, Price of Progress. Wednesday, July 12th, Andy Grammer's New Money Tour. Saturday, July 15th, The Wait Wait Stand Up Tour. Sunday, July 16th, Melissa Etheridge's Summer Tour 23. Friday, July 28th, Rory Scovel's Last Tour 2023. Saturday, August 19th, Please Don't Destroy Live. September 5th, Tallest Man on Earth. September 7th, The Mavericks. September 8th, Miranda Sings featuring Colleen Ballinger. And September 15th, Stayin' Alive, One Night of the Bee Gees. Moving on to the Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts, formerly known as the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. All of these shows begin at 8 p.m. unless otherwise noted. We have lots of stuff here. Friday, June 30th, an evening with Omari Dillard, a soul violinist. Prepare to satisfy your soul and relax your mind. The sultry sounds of violin, along with this captivating performance, will have you singing, dancing, and grooving all night. Dillard's been wooing crowds and performing for diverse audiences for over a decade, and that will be happening at the Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30 p.m. Saturday, July 15th, Jeff Wesley's Romanza Tour, a concert of original music born out of improvisations. Jeff presents his music from his two albums for piano solo, from a third album currently in preparation, and from other projects composed by him. Jeff Wesley begins at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, July 15th. Sunday, July 16th, Abbey Road, a tribute to the Beatles. With their tight harmonies, flawless note-for-note renditions of Beatles hits, custom-tailored costumes, vintage instruments, Liverpudlian dialect, and precise attention to every detail, Abbey Road is home their show to become one of the most musically and visually satisfying Beatle tribute acts in the world. And that can be enjoyed at the Fletcher Opera Theater at 7 p.m. on Sunday, July 16th. Tuesday through Sunday, July 25th through the 30th, Disney and Cameron McIntosh's Mary Poppins. We talked about this earlier. Arts Access will have an audio described performance of this show. Let me just double check that I have the right date. The audio described performance will be Saturday, July 29th, but it is running fully. That's the one audio described performance, but it can be attended Tuesday through Sunday, July 25th through the 30th. There's just that one audio-described show at the North Carolina Theater. But it is a magical musical, and it's based on the Mary Poppins books by P.L. Travers and the 1964 Disney film. And it's a fusion of a lot of various elements. It's got, you know, unforgettable songs and astonishing stagecraft. That's what they say in the description. Again, the one audio described performance, but it is running fully July 25th through the 30th. And looking ahead to more things at the Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts, Friday, August 11th, Marca MP Brindo Tour 2023. That's Friday, August 11th. Friday, August 18th, That's My Jam. Friday, August 25th, the Bronco Tour USA 2023. Saturday, August 26th, the Sinatra Experience. And Sunday, August 27th, Los Amantes Perfectos. Moving to Booth Amphitheater in Cary, another wonderful venue here in the Triangle. Saturday, July 1st, Summerfest Cirque Cinema. Saturday, July 8th, Summerfest Tango Caliente. Thursday through Saturday, July 13th through 15th, Billy Strings will be at Coco Booth. Sunday, July 16th, Summerfest The Catalinas. Friday and Saturday, August 4th and 5th, Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Sunday, August 27th, Shakti 50th Anniversary Tour. Saturday, September 9th, Smooth Nights, Rashawn Patterson and Loose Ends featuring Jane Eugene. Sunday, September 17th, the Australian Pink Floyd Show Dark Side 50 Tour. Saturday, September 23rd, Whiskey, Wine, and Fire. Sunday, September 24th, Turnpike Troubadours with special guests Lucero and Reckless Kelly. Sunday, October 1st, Folk and Funk Music Festival. And Saturday, October 14th, Hum Sub Diwali Festival. So that's a look at all the fun stuff happening at Booth Amphitheater in Cary. Moving to Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, July 8th, Tears for Fears and the Cold War Kids. July 12th, Matchbox 20. August 4th, Eric Church and Cody Jinks. August 5th, Slightly Stupid Sublime with Rome and Atmosphere. August 6th, Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, and Too Short. August 7th, Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin and Ginger. August 8th, Foreigner and Loverboy. August 11th, Jason Aldean, Mitchell Tenpenny, Corey Kent, and DJ Silver. August 15th, 50 Cent, Busta Rhymes, and Jeremy. August 19th, Pentatonix and Lauren Elena. August 29th, Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper. September 8th, the Outlaw Music Festival with Willie Nelson and Family, Tedeschi Trucks Band, The String Cheese Incident, Los Lobos and Particle Kid. September 9th, Sam Hunt, Bretty Young and Lily Rose. September 15th, Lynyrd Skynyrd, ZZ Top and Uncle Cracker. October 5th, the Zac Brown Band, King Calloway and Tennille Towns. And October 26th, Luke Bryan. That is a little peek at what's going on at the Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. At Red Hat Amp Theater, lots of things going on. Sunday, July 2nd, Don Toliver, the Lovesick Tour, 23 with Pierre Bourne. Tuesday, July 4th, Bare Naked Ladies, Last Summer on Earth Tour. Thursday, July 6th, The Revivalists and Head in the Heart with Jamie Wyatt. Friday, July 14th, Riley Green live in concert. Sunday, July 16th, Young the Giant with Milky Chance and Rosalind. Tuesday, July 18th, Youngblood, the World Tour with The Regrets and Games We Play. Thursday, July 20th, Jake Owen with Nico Moon. Friday, July 21st, Louis Tomlinson, Faith in the Future World Tour. July 27th, Dirty Heads Island Glow Tour. Friday, July 28th, Walker Hayes with Ingrid Endress and Breland. July 29th, Counting Crows Banshee Season Tour with Dashboard Confessional. And Friday, August 4th, Jason Mraz with his super band, the Mystical, Magical, Rhythmical Radical Rod Tour. So that is a look at what's going on in downtown Raleigh at Red Hat Amphitheater. If you're a big Wizard of Oz fan, you may or may not know about Beach Mountain's Wizard of Oz theme park. It's pretty famous here in North Carolina. And the Wizard of Oz theme park is getting ready for all things Yellow Brick Road. So come September, you can travel over the rainbow to visit one of the world's largest, wonderful Wizard of Oz events at the Land of Oz. Fans can meet their favorite characters and experience live performances during the adventure. The festival is also going to include arts and crafts, memorabilia, and food vendors. The Wizard of Oz theme park at Beach Mountain will reopen for just 3 weekends, September 8th through 10th, 15th through 17th, and 22nd through the 24th. Those tickets are on sale. They went on sale this month, and you can find more info at landofoznc.com. Moving on to the Garner Performing Arts Center on West Garner Road in Garner. In August, they're going to have Disney's High School Musical Junior. Moving over to Cary, lots of Cary Town events, bands, bites, and boats at the Bond Park Boathouse. That's on the first Friday of each month, July 7th, Curry Wayne Clayton Jr., 6 to 8 p.m. August 4th, Carson Mack, 6 to 8 p.m. September 1st, Misty Mayhem, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And on October 6th, Tiger Lily, 5 to 7 p.m. Looking ahead to festivals in Cary, there is one Saturday and Sunday, August 26th and 27th, Lazy Days Arts and Crafts Festival. That's 9 to 5 in Cary. And performances at the Page. These are outdoor events on Fridays, and they are free. July 28th, Jam Rock at 7, and August 4th is a celebration of bluegrass. And hopping over to Clayton, the Clayton Center, just a lovely venue. I've enjoyed a show there. You can get all the information at theclaytoncenter.com. Friday, July 28th, the Cleverleys. The New York Times says if Earl Scruggs, Dolly Parton, and Spinal Tap spawned a litter of puppies, it would be the Cleverleys. That's quite a description. This band hails from a remote part of the Ozark Mountains, where they've traveled extensively performing at music venues and some of the nation's largest festivals, including Stagecoach, Telluride, CMA Music Fest, and even the Grand Ole Opry. That concert starts at 8 at the Clayton Center. Moving to the North Carolina Museum of Art, Jazz at the Museum of Art, which happens Thursdays at 7. On July 13th, there is an evening with Kenny G at the North Carolina Museum of Art. And on July 20th, Take Six and Chrisette Michelle. In other events, on Friday, July 21st, Nickel Creek with special guest Aoife O'Donovan. And that show begins at 8 at the North Carolina Museum of Art. Can't talk about music without talking about the IBMA World of Bluegrass, and that's set up for September 26th through 30th in downtown Raleigh. While that's still a few months off, the organizers have released the initial list of performers at Red Hat Amphitheater for IBMA Bluegrass Live, and that lineup includes the Del McCoury Band, the Poe Ramblin' Boys featuring Bobby Osborne, Kruger Brothers played Doc Watson, Jake Blunt, Kyer Kater, Trey Wellington, and A.J. Lee and Blue Summit. And additional main stage acts will be announced at a later date. And as in years past, events at IBMA World of Bluegrass will take place at the Raleigh Convention Center, the Martin Marietta Center for Performing Arts, the Red Hat Amphitheater, and various venues around Raleigh. So go ahead and mark your calendar, because the IBMA World of Bluegrass is happening September 26th through 30th. Such a big event here in Raleigh. Let's see. Moving on to Greenfield Lake Amphitheater in Wilmington. Lots of things to talk about there. Coming up, Pigeons Playing Ping Pong on Friday, July 7th. Saturday, July 8th, Matt Kearney. Tuesday, July 11th, that will be Alan Stone. Saturday and Sunday, July 15th and 16th, Michael Franti and Spearhead. Wednesday, July 19th, Tommy Emmanuel. Saturday, July 22nd, Nickel Creek. Wednesday, August 2nd, Shaky Graves. Tuesday, August 8th, Mary Chapin Carpenter. Wednesday, August 9th, Stephen Marley. Thursday, August 10th, Morgan Wade. Friday, August 18th, Devin Allman and Donovan Frankenreiter. Friday, September 8th, Judah and the Lion. Saturday, September 9th, Keller Williams. And Thursday, October 12th, Switchfoot. Moving on to the Spectrum Center in Charlotte on Sunday, July 2nd, Alicia Keys to the summer tour. Thursday, July 6th, Santa Fe Clan. Sunday, July 9th, LL Cool J with The Force Live. Friday, July 14th, Blink 182's Rock Hard Tour. Sunday, July 16th, Erykah Badu, the Unfollow Me Tour. Saturday and Sunday, July 22nd and 23rd, Monster Jam. August 29th, Guns N' Roses. September 12th, Little Baby, It's Only Us Tour. September 15th, Bert Kreischer, Tops Off World Tour. September 22nd and 23rd, Drake, It's a Blur Tour. September 29th, Old Dominion, No Bad Vibes Tour. September 30th, Jonas Brothers, The Tour. October 17th, Aerosmith with the Black Crowes, Peace Out Tour. October 23rd, John Mayer Solo Tour. November 2nd, Mercy Me, Toby Mac, and Zach Williams. And November 12th, Pink's Trust Fall Tour. And that is a look at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Moving on to the PNC Pavilion in Charlotte on Wednesday, July 19th, Boy George and Culture Club. July 21st, Fall Out Boy, Bring Me the Horizon Royal, and The Serpent and Car. July 22nd, Sam Hunt, Bretta Young, and Lily Rose. July 23rd, Mudvayne. July 28th, Summer Block Party with Jodeci, SWV, and Drew Hill. July 31st, Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin and Ginger. August 6th, Brett Michaels. August 8th, Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, and Too Short. August 9th, Foreigner and Lover Boy. August 10th, Jason Aldean, Mitchell Tenpenny, Corey Kent, and DJ Silver. August 11th, The Government Mule. August 12th, Rufus DeSoul. August 13th, Pentatonix and Lauren Elena. August 18th, The Offspring, Simple Plan, and Sum 41. August 27th, Smashing Pumpkins, Interpol, and Rival Sons. September 1st, Lynyrd Skynyrd, ZZ Top, and Uncle Cracker. September 9th at the PNC Pavilion in Charlotte, the Outlaw Music Festival with Willie Nelson and family, Tedeschi Trucks Band, The String Cheese Incident, Los Lobos, and Patrice Kitt. September 14th, Odessa, Bob Moses, Taki Monsta, QRTR, and Olin. September 19th, Avenged Sevenfold and Falling in Reverse. September 23rd and 24th, Eric Church and Whiskey Myers. September 30th, Fuerza Regida. And October 7th, Luke Bryan. At Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium concert, Saturday, July 15th, Luke Combs. And August 9th, Beyonce's Renaissance World Tour. Looking at the Greensboro Coliseum, we've got the Chicks World Tour on July 30th, September 3rd, RBD and Soy Rebelde Tour. October 6th, Jelly Roll's Backroad Baptism Tour will be stopping at the Greensboro Coliseum. November 18th, Anita Baker's Songstress Tour. And December 7th, Lauren Daigle's Kaleidoscope Tour. The Downtown Series in Wake Forest, Friday Night on White Concert Series, continues in downtown Wake Forest on White Street. Concerts are from 6 to 9. On July 14th, Brick House Road. August 11th, Stone Age Romeos. September 8th, Crush. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Liz Elliott, in for Dave Smith, your normal reader for the Triangle Bulletin Board. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, give us a call. 919-832-5138 is the number to the North Carolina Reading Service. Again, that number is 919-832-5138. And as always, we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.